it. Let's start over again. I made two mistakes last week. We'll have to do the first Corinthians, but what we're going to learn tonight. First of all, I mentioned that Shaul was the only king who was a Navi. It's not true. It's baloney. The Gemara Rashi Megillah around Daf Yud Gimel, I forget exactly which block, says that Shlomo and David were both Nevi'im. In fact, he doesn't even list Shaul, despite the fact that Shaul is clearly a Navi, because Shaul, although he was a Navi, was not a Navi Lidoros. He was not a Navi whose prophecy had to do with Klal Yisrael's eternal history, and therefore he's not listed in that list of the 48 Nevi'im whose prophecy was eternal. And therefore, there were a bunch of kings, which at least two, three that we know of that were Nevi'im, so that was a mistake. B, the other mistake I meant is made is, I don't know how I made this mistake, but in Pasuk Aleph, let's read it. Vaikach Shmuel, Perikir Pasuk Aleph, Vaikach Shmuel's Pacha Shemen, Shmuel took the can of oil, Vaitoka Rosho, and he poured it on the head of Shaul, Vaisha Keu. Translated last week, foolishly enough, as he gave it to him to drink, it means he kissed him. He gave him a neshika. Vayomer, and he said, Haloki Meshachacho Hashem al Nachla Solin Agid. Behold, or is it not that Hashem has anointed you on his Nachla, on his portion, as the Nagid, as the leader who's going to lead Klal Yisrael towards Hashem. Now, once I made this mistake, I'd like to talk about it a little bit, about the concept of Neshika here. And in all these pesukim, we're going to see a lot inside tonight, simply because there's a lot of important malvim to say. But all the pesukim from Aleph till Vav, we're going to have to see the malvim. So I think what I'm going to do...
Just one question before starting. Shai, you gave last week in regard to Shaul and the fact that he had this nevuah.
Yes.
I mean, could that still stand?
That still stand. No, that will stand. It certainly will stand.
Okay, based on the fact that... Well, you said you used it as an exclusive thing because he's the only one.
Right, exclusive thing.
But maybe, is he the only one that had nevuah that was Lidoros?
Yeah, well, that we know, sure.
Exclusive factor that he had.
It could be, but certainly whether it was exclusive or not, there's certainly a unique quality about Shaul's nevuah, which we'll see later in the parak. But what I think I want to do is I want to read the first six psukim straight with the malvim, and then come back afterwards to go pasuk by pasuk with some additional comments. Okay, so let's just read the six psukim side, and then we'll go to the malvim. Pasuk beis. When you leave for me today, we're going to find two men, in Kfuras Rachel, who are going to be by Kever Rachel, Bigvul Binyamin, in the boundaries of Binyamin, Betzeltzach, in a place called Tzeltzach. They'll say to you, the donkeys that you went to look for were found. And your father stopped worrying about the donkeys. He's worried about you. And he's saying, what am I going to do for my missing son? You're going to go from there and further. It's all Shmuel telling Shaul what's going to happen to him. You're going to go to Elon Tavar. And there are three people, you're going to be found by three people who are going up to God, to Beis Kel, to Beit El. Echad nosei shlosha gedoyim, one of them will be carrying three young goats. Echad nosei shlosha kikoros, one of them will be carrying three bread. Echad nosei nevel yayin, and one of them will be carrying a jug of wine. V'sholu l'chol shom, they will ask, they will give you peace. V'nosu l'chol shtei alechem, they will give you the two breads. V'lakach them yodem, and you will take it from their hands. Then you will come to the mountain of God, or the hill of God, where there are Philistine officers. When you will come to that city, you will see a group of Nevi'im coming down from the altar. Before them will be playing Nevel V'Tof, the Chol of the Kinnor, all sorts of musical instruments, famous Nabim, and they will be prophesying. And it will rest upon you or devolve upon you the Spirit of God. And you will prophesy with them. And you will become like another man. Okay? That's what's going to happen to Shaul. A very detailed description of what's about to happen to him. Let's go back and see the entire Malbim from the beginning of Pasuk Aleph. It's a lot of reading inside, but I don't have a choice. I didn't see any other way of doing it. Vayikach Shmuel. Everybody sees that towards the bottom of the first page of the handout, bottom left. Vayikach Shmuel. By the anointing, Himshichalav Ruach Gevura. How Shmuel brought upon him a spirit of power, va'az and suvos melech, and strength of a king. Like it says, va'inshalso b'ker v'chav, he anointed him among his brothers. Va'titzal v'lov ruach, titzal v'lov ruach Hashem, and it devolved upon him the spirit of God. Me'ayomahu v'mala v'mala, and from that day on, va'idan ashika. Why the kiss? Shuiz dapkus rucha berucha, when spirit touches spirit. Very interesting concept, which we'll come back to later on. Yimshicho lov shefa kodesh, he brought upon him a flow of sanctity. Shebezei chino to l'nabosa chakim b'nei anavim, with this flow of sanctity, which was in Shmuel's kiss to Shaul, he gave him the spiritual preparation to prophecy later on with the other prophets, something other people had to work out for many years to achieve. Like it says, the tzolch alech ruach Hashem, the spirit of God will rest upon you. He's not basically ma'am, and you will prophecy with them. Why didn't Shmuel anoint Shaul in public? Bier, Marina, Rav Yitzchak, Barbanel. Like we'll learn next week, in order that they should make a public lottery. And if he would have been anointed the public, then the lottery would have been Lamosa, Hayagor Lamosa Benelam, then the lottery would have looked extraneous in the eyes of the nation. And people think that he rigged the lottery. Chicago, Barma. You know what that jerk, just to tell you this, that jerk Jimmy Carter said about the Palestinian elections? I just thought it today in the paper. He said that, they said the elections were rigged. So Carter said, you want to see rigged elections? Go to Chicago. That's where you'll see that. Okay, in any event.
He's not that one.
They suspected him, Shita Sagor, Ba'armala, Ish, Asher Mashach. They would suspect that he rigged the lottery for the person who he anointed, and therefore they didn't quiet in a secret. So it wouldn't, the lottery later on would not look rigged. Ba'piti Ve'chazal, according to Chazal, Shemashcho Be'pach, that Shmuel anointed Shaul with a container, a tin, and with persimmon oil, v'lobiker, not with a horn, v'lobishem mishchas kodesh, nor with a holy anointing oil, mivur, then it's explained, ki lachen mashocha betzina, why he anointed him in private, by a gishu, shalonim shach lach a nogid, now that people should not realize that he was only anointed to be a nogid, not to be a true king. Like it says, like we say here, Halokim Shachacha Hashem Anachlo Soro, Hashem anointed you on his portion. However, Lenogid, Tafas, Nogid, Velo Melech, he's called a Nogid, not a king, Bashar Lohuftocha Malchus Bushar, because the house of Shaul was not promised to inherit the kingship. Like those who are anointed with the holy oil, Vatorem Kireim Karni, whose horns are uplifted like the antlers of a moose. Of an elk. Okay, Belechtecha, the pasuk base, but also say the Ramazo Inyan Ha'am. With these signs, now you have to understand what's going on with Shaul here. Shaul is being told by Shmuel, you're going to go through all these episodes, all these events which I'm about to tell you. And this is like a live Nevuah, leading up eventually to a true Nevuah. In other words, you're going to meet people who are going to symbolize to you different things which have to do with being a king. And that's what the Ma'am is about to explain. In these signs, he alluded to show in the nature of the nation, Ashayani, which he show is going to have to lead. And how to relate to each and every group of those who he's going to, those meimo, those who he's going to have to govern. Among the nations there are three separate groups. Aleph, one is Anoshim Ammonim, the masses. Hachaim Chaya Behemo, live like animals. Bilti Oivdim Es Hashem, they don't worship gods. The Lo Maskilim Bamituso, and they don't have an intellectual perception of his truth. The Chol Magam Asam, and all of their purpose or intent in this world, Rafi Asam, is just to sustain their bodies, Vadim Asam, and work their lands. V'yanchem Arabim, and since they are the masses, Kirovam Heim Amonim, because most people are masses, right? On my way, he said to them, to show, Ki also Mivkosh B'Shon Abadako, the first people you're going to meet on your way are the masses. And the first thing is going to be Abadako, Uvachnasa Amolukh, in the way in which he prepares for the kingship. Amen, he said, Blech the Chayomi Madi, when you go for me today, Mutsuhashdei Nashi, two people will find you. Why two? Because they're two different types of masses. There's some people who go after their desires, to eat, to drink, and to enjoy pleasures, to be hedonists. And there are others who are drawn after their yetzarah, to collect money, and wealth, etc. Excuse me. And these types of people, the people, the hedonists, and the capitalists. Well, capitalist is not a good word. The hungry for money. Is there a word for that in English?
Greedy.
The greedy, right? The lusty and the greedy. Hey, matoyin kfuras rachel. They are now with. They're now by kever rachel. The tivkosh osam migvul ben yomim. You will meet them on the boundary ben yomim, but tzeltach. Romeis, what's the illusion here? Yanoshikea people in this saying Tsoik Furas Rachel. They are together, they by Kevin Rachel. What does this mean? Kyanashama Lokisa Sherbet Kirbam, the holy soul, which is within them, Aishes Chayo, the woman of valor, Hayofa Banoshim, the most beautiful, the most exquisite among women, Hanir Mezes Barachel, which is alluded to by the name Rachel, that it's known Malvin was a Mekubal. Very important to remember that. He was a Kabbalist. So that the root of Neshama is from a well-known Midah, which the Kabbalists call Rachel, which of course we don't understand. And even he kivura by them, their neshama elokis, their divine spirit is kivura betoch rikve adam, is buried under all the mounds of dirt. Shutachas hamemshelas abosar gvia, which is underneath the governance of the flesh and of the body. The gam esiv koshucha, and therefore when they meet you, loim shugul acharecha, they won't follow you. Likanes bigulecha, to come with you into your boundary. Shushavim bin yamin, which is shavim bin yamin. Rakiyam v'glu bin yamin, that's not. They'll stand by the boundary of bin yamin on the side. V'em loy shulchol shalom, and they won't even ask how you're doing. Kamar kasashni, like the second group you meet. Nekoshkech loy nekosh delechem, certainly they won't give you two breads. Shushayu mincha, which is a present and a gift. Like it says later on, those evildoers are said, my Ushin said, what is this guy Shaul going to do for us? Anyway, and they degrade him. They didn't bring him a present. Because this group is very distant from you, are from joining with you. Because they're like animals. No say Evel Kimoem, which pursue or bear emptiness like them. Shehem agomal vasonos, such as the camels and the donkeys. Abchos, also yitzichlucha, wherever they won't damage you. Loi chashumi libar sechobit varnosonos kinim tzon, they won't, certainly will not prevent themselves from telling you that the donkeys were found. Bishagam shein asonos misachesi moem, why? Why won't they hesitate to tell you about the donkeys? Says the mommy, because they're also donkeys. See? Shehem gavkein. Because the matter of donkeys has to do with them. They're with the Madrega. So the Malvin was no Lubavitcher. He didn't believe that they're all holy. Kulam Kadoshim, Kulam Torim, let's go be Makari them. He's saying to Shaul, you got to realize that a lot of the people who you're going to govern are going to be boorish, coarse, base individuals who have no spark of divine connection to the divine, who have no capacity to be Ovid Hashem. They pursue money, they pursue pleasures. These people are like the donkeys. That's why they'll talk to you about donkeys.
So that's a very difficult moment to understand, because there's a tremendous contradiction.
Yeah.
The contradiction, the Malvin starts out that I am Shifa because of this Shifa, Kim Shekul of Gura and Malchus.
Yes, you have Gura Malchus, right?
And not only that, but furthermore, by the Shifa gave him also certain Gura.
Right.
And then he goes on, so then he reverses himself and he says the reason he did not anoint him with Mashiach, with oil like anoint should be, with the shaman, with the horn and all that, because he is not in the category of he's maybe in the category of a Noget, but he's not in the category of a Mela. So there's a very, very apparent contradiction here in his own, the way he starts out
explaining that whatever the short.
Yes, and
then he ends up and saying, but of course he's not going to have all of the attributes what a Melech has.
Unfortunately for the Malbim, I have to agree with you. And the truth is that I don't think that Shmuel had any idea that Shaul was only going to be a temporary king.
First of all, who commanded Shaul that he should be anointed with persimmon oil and not with honor? I mean, did he do this on his own?
Hashem probably told Shmuel, probably knew it, but I'm sure Shmuel didn't realize that the reason why he's being told to use a tin full of persimmon oil as opposed to a horn full of the Shemen HaMishkah is not because of any significant distinction between Shaul and any future king, but rather because he probably understood, oh, this is the way kings are going to be anointed. He probably didn't chat that there's a difference here, because it wasn't comparing it to anybody else.
The act of anointment took place many times before him.
Why do you say that?
Why?
For Kohen Gadol, you mean?
What?
For Kohen Gadol? Yeah, but the king had never been anointed for before.
The king was the first time.
So that's what I'm saying. I agree with you, and I would take issue with the Malbim, and I would say that Shmuel was not aware, and he tried to train Shaul as much as possible, but he was not aware that Shaul was only going to be a temporary measure. He thought Shaul would be forever. Hi, you're asking, once he's giving him a Ruach Gevura and Oz Malchus, so let him be able to relate to the masses as well? That's not what the Gevura and Oz Malchus is for. The Gevura and Oz Malchus is for external enemies, not to relate to the nation.
Binyamin,
yeah.
The main problem that I have looking at the Malbim is the last line that he has around the Madrega of the Asanos.
Yeah.
That's why they told him about the Asanos, which I could believe if that's all they told him. But they also told him that their father was worried about you.
Okay, but that's only in conjunction or contradistinction from the Asanos.
Wasn't you said the primary?
The primary point they're making was about the Sonos. Yeah, we mentioned something else as well. Again, these people, when they came, they didn't really have any Bechira. Or maybe they did, but probably not, because obviously Shmuel is saying you're going to meet them, and you're going to meet them, and you're going to meet them. And each one represents a new message vis-a-vis concerning the topic of the kingship. So the primary message they were sending is the message of, we are Asonos. That's basically what it came out of.
What's the connection to Kerubim?
Because Rachel alludes to Neshama. Rachel alludes to Neshama, the Malbim says. He says that's Kabbalah. He doesn't explain it, really. So therefore he says that there, just like Rachel is Kever Rachel, she's buried deep on the ground, so their Neshama Lokis is buried very deep inside them. That's the Marshal. I'll come back to it later on, I'll give you my own shot, but that's what the Malbim holds. Okay, Gimel and the Malbim. The Cholafta Misham Bali, you're going to go from there further on. In Etivnim in Akasas, you're going to turn from this group, Akas Yosimullah, to a higher level of people. Vema Yetzimikara Behemim, and these are people no longer are animalistic. Rather, Ela Madrigas and Oshim, they're already human. Ashayasku Avodas Hashem, and that's defined as they are involved in Avodas Hashem. Only by Elohim they go up to God based Kel, to the house of God, Lakiv Karbanos, in order to sacrifice Karbanos. Vishrami Tzucho Shlosh Anoshim, there these three people will find you. So like Ben Kasa Oskim Bavoda, why three people? Because among those who have to do with Avodas Hashem, there's Shloshim in the three types. Alevoisim Bavodas Hashem, those who deal in the divine service, Lushem Rash, Lushem Hashem, for the purpose of God. Lurech, Likhal Bilbaj, is for so literally a fragrant smell. Shloli Pniyacher, it's not for any peripheral or tangential interest. And this type of person carries three goats. Because his intent is to sacrifice the goat. And because the soul of man is comprised of three different parts, she had some machas, which are the part which grows, bachyunis. That's literally the flesh and the skin and all that. Bachyunis, and the essential life force, which is in the blood and the heart and all that. Maskelos, and the intellect, which is in the brain. Tzir shenosei shlosha gdoyim. That's why this individual is carrying three goats. Lakrid shlosha chelkei nafsho, in order to sacrifice these three parts of his soul, livnei Hashem, before God. That's one type of Oved. The Asia Oved Al-Kabanazos Anos Atzmam. Some be Oved Hashem because they want to have their own pleasure. Shulasigai Deavodoso Rotsom Me Hashem, because, and he worships God. In order that Hashem should have the will, let's say slow. I think it must be a typo. But anyway, let's say something Yodo. matas yoda maybe. The Hashem should give him the presence of his hand, utzrochav, and his needs, hakrechim, which are necessary. Shazeh gam, ha'agam she'obides Hashem, who obides atzmo. So this person, even though he's worshiping Hashem, is also worshiping himself. V'noseh shlosha chelke nafsho, and this person carries the three aspects of his soul, which are here alluded to in three types of bread. Yishbechem livnei Hashem. Oh, and he says, pours him out before God. Our shloshes kikros lechem ozon on three types of bread, in other words, of food. V'yesh ha'gurim yikulim, then there's the lowest. Ha'ovid has Hashem who worships God, l'bavu yasik osher, in order to achieve riches, umotros, and luxuries. Not just that which is necessary for life, but rather, oh, it's not just the stuff which says chrechi, but rather luxuries, tanugi and pleasures. Also in reward for his avodas Hashem. Shazan nimlat is alluded to by nosi nevelyain that he's carrying a container of wine. In any event, all these three types of people in this group, they turn in their avodah or bishel tzorchem or the quest of their needs, Elohim, to God. And therefore they will come to you, and they'll be friendly with you, because they're closer to your stature, and they're going to ask you how you're doing. And they also give you two of their breads. I can't read the next word. The last word of mine. I don't know if it's Yifkid or something else. You're going to take it from their hands, because they're going to support you, that you should protect your peace in the country and fulfill the physical needs of the country as well. So the second group, for their own purpose, they want the nation to succeed. They're going to be actively involved in the show, they're going to see how he's doing, and they're going to help him to make the nation an optimal place to live. Hey, Achakein Tavol Be'givas Elohim. Then he'll come to the mountain of God, Shem Yoshev Aron, where the Aron was sitting. The Shem the Tzivei Blishim, and there they're going to be Philistine officers. Rome is the teacher of Kiyashpas Elohim Ha'elev, that the influence of the people who are more spiritual will help you to overcome the plishtim. Like it says, like it says, the Yonatan was able to overcome them. And when you're going to see a group of Nevi'im, you already may have Abba coming down off the altar. She cast the shlishis. There's a third type, Asher Yotzei Madregas Anashim, which are no longer like men. El Madrego Sheikru Elohim, they're already called like God. Anashim Asher Nispashtu Mikon Yonei Abosar, these are people who remove themselves from all matters of the flesh. Oskim Bruchni is only about spirituality, Uvelakus, and in divinity. Then they're having played for him all sorts of musical instruments. Mishtadlim Laorer as Nanemishal Kis, attempting to arouse their divine soul, El Shatachu Ale Ruch Levor, in order that she receive Nevuah. Because we know that music is a very direct way for a person to receive Nevuah. So they're listening to this music in order to try and impact upon themselves to get Nevuah. And the tzocha, hakasa zei misaducha, they're going to assist you, this group, in the Yonim Elohim, in divine matters. Shadeh, Chabasam, but you're connecting with them. The tzocha, lechu ruach Hashem, they'll devour upon you the spirit of God. Ruach, givura, niflach, moshkosa, more, it's a wondrous power of strength, like the Mar Nebuchim says. Shazeh, madrego, mi madregos, ruach HaKodesh, this is a level of ruach HaKodesh. Shatocha, ruach, givura, lokit, salish, echad, that some divine spirit will kavala on a certain individual, ad shelo yichas, so that he won't be afraid, latzil kar rab mi amum achnos, to save a great congregation from even many, many enemies. Beis also, b'inyon, something, b'isabesei mo, you're going to prophesy with him, v'me'achar shetuta tocha lecha inya aluki, Ashnecha Okecha, when the divine spirit is going to rest upon you in both your parts, the Fachli Shach, you're going to become a different person, Begufa and the Shama, in your body and your soul. Okay, so according to Malbim, these are all the stages in a living vision, which Kodesh Baruch Hu obviously told Shmuel would befall Shol, in order that Shol should know exactly how to run the kingdom, in order that everything should go properly, and you should know about three levels of people. People who are completely severed from any concept of Avodas Hashem. People who have the Hashem Yilishma, to get what's necessary in life or to get luxuries. And people finally on the highest madrigal, people already are like Malachim, who actually have visions and are like Nevi'im. Yes? I'll get to that as well. Okay, can I ask you for another cup, please? Okay. We'll just wait till he gets back. Now we'll turn back to Pasuk Aleph.
They gave
him
two of the Torah's lechem.
Yes.
Now, these were, according to the model, going to be used for some kind of shlomim or sacrifice of sorts?
Not that we know of, no. Oh, you mean that's why they're bringing
it to
the base? Yes, probably.
So how do they give it to him? If it's,
I guess they weren't matish it yet.
Uh-huh.
It's only if they were matish it that it's a problem. Okay, so turn to my notes. They're on the last page. Wait a second for him to come back, for Dr. Spinoza to get back. Let me ask you a question. Now we're going to get the creative part of the shiur. This is sorry.
That's a quick way to get back right after the. Buffy does a lot.
I was a couple of nights ago. I was reading the Shlomo Carlebach internet webpage, on the webpage on the internet. Reminded me, there's one of the Torahs there from Karlbach. By the way, the Karlbach was very big on Reb Tzadok and on the Ishbitzer, who was Reb Tzadok's Rebbe. The Ishbitzer was one of his big sources. So he asked for a Torah, which he quotes then, which I heard on one of his tapes, which I have, and which he asked a question. And I don't know where he gets the question, but it's a good question. And I want to deal with it, so not quite the way he deals with it, but whenever you kiss somebody, invariably, you close your eyes at that moment. No.
Hey, come on, doctor.
He says, anybody you kiss, spouse, children, parents, you close your eyes when you kiss them. So why is that the case? That's his question. Why would it be? So he spent a lot of time, he spent a lot of time trying to explain that. So let's take a look here in my notes on Pasuk Aleph here from Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok says, we know that there's a Chazal which tells us in Pesach Brachos that there are many different types of death. I forget the exact number. I think it's whatever it is. It's an exaggeration anyway. 60 types of death, I believe. And the most difficult one is to die by choking. And the easiest one is to die by kiss, by Nishika, which is how Moshe Rabbeinu died. What does it mean to die b'neshika? So he says, "V'nichlo shemkulam neshika shua misa al pi Hashem," which is the death on the, so to say, the mouth of God. What does that mean? Umiskalim b'makora. That's when the tzaddik gets encompassed in his source. How is that? Why is it given the mashal of neshika? Because obviously God doesn't kiss them. But what does it mean? V'zo ayidei taras hapeh, by the purity of the mouth. A person, a tzaddik, whose mouth was pure, he is purified as ruach memalola. The unklus in Targum in Bereishis says, "Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chaim." God breathed into Adam the spirit, the soul of life. Translates unklus ruach memalola, the speaking spirit. That's what nishmas chaim is. The essence of life is the power of speech. That's what man was. Why man has a soul? Not why, but that it, how is it's indicated that man has a soul, a neshama, and animals do not have that soul because they do not have the power of speech. So a person who has purified his essence, expressed by his capacity to speak, shezochali dabek v'li nashi b'fi Hashem yisbarach, Hashem relates him in that fashion as well. And that can best be expressed by using the metaphor of Yishakeni Minashikos Piu. God kisses me from the kisses of his mouth. In other words, the mouth is the way in which one communicates in the most spiritual way, which also conveys one's essence. That's the essence of man, the power of speech. When one speaks, one conveys one's essence. And the mouth is the most powerful organ of a human being. And that's why the overwhelming majority of mitzvahs in the Torah have to do with speech, with talking, right? With saying things. And that's why the primary focus of Torah, as far as we're concerned, is Torah Shebaal Peh, to purify that. And the truth is that if you think a little bit more about it, the mouth is the place where best in mankind one sees the connection of the spiritual with the physical, the connection of the mind, which governs the thought, with the body, which creates the heart and the lungs, which create the breath.
So we can see this is the same organ that can be used for both. It can be used for life.
Yes.
And also can be used for death.
Mavis v'chaim bi'ad lashon.
And also, for instance, by Moshe Rabbeinu where he died in the Shikha.
Yeah.
And by Yumi, by the Gezi, where he gave him life.
Yeah, gave life for Shikha. Right. Elisha gave life by kissing him. That's right. That's right.
So
sometimes the life force flows. Life force flows in both cases. Depends on which direction it flows.
Sometimes it's
right.
Given.
Sometimes it's given.
Sometimes it's given, but it's always the same.
It's the same way. It draws from one individual to another, or from Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel from the Shikha to others. That's right. It can be used both ways. That's correct. It's a good, obviously. So he says. The neshika is the essential nishmas chaim, the ruach memal of an individual, and that is why the eyes close, is my theory, when one kisses. Why? Because it says, Adam yirel einayim v'Hashem yirel elevav. A man, when he looks at another individual, he sees him superficially, he sees him with his eyes. We're told, lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. Don't follow what you see, right? Says when Shlomo Shmuel a few prakim hence comes to anoint David, so first he anoints the other ones, and Hashem said, "Al tabit el mareu, don't look at what they look like. You think you know? You said in last parak, Anochi haroeh, you can't see anything. You can't judge the book by its cover, so to speak. So therefore, if the neshika is a way in which the essence of one individual unites with the essence of another individual, to look at that person is an impediment, because by looking you focus on the chitzonius, on the kankan, on the container, not mashe yeshbo. Whereas the neshika is the expression of that which is coming from inside. So therefore, the eyes close, and one focuses on
not to interfere.
That's right, not to interfere with the flow. So here, when Shmuel, that's what the mom says, when Shmuel kisses Shaul, Snishta Poshin and Neshika, that's he's giving him the essence of Nevuah is flowing from Shmuel to Shaul at that moment. Okay? So that's why the importance in beginning the Perek and beginning the process by which Shaul is anointed with this Neshika which Shmuel gives to Shaul. That's Pasuk Aleph. Then in Pasuk Beis, we have that the beginning of the description of the whole thing which is going to occur, and that Shaul is going to meet these people at. By the way, I have to tell you this: that this is everybody knows where's the first kiss in Torah. This Shlomo Karabach speaks about, and Rav Tzadok speaks about. Obviously, maybe they both got the same source. No, Yaakov and Esau. Try again. You're close. You're close too. Bava. That's the second kiss. Yitzchak and Yaakov, right? Yitzchak gives kiss to Yaakov. So that's what Yitzchak was giving to Yaakov at that time was the bracha, right? And the neshika was a prelude to the bracha because first you give it in a way which is above words, just by the breath which comes from one to the other. And then it goes into the form of words afterwards, then he starts giving the bracha afterwards. So that's the bracha and the neshika are connected always in Tanakh. Otherwise, Chazal say, Radak brings it down here, that the certain neshikas which are holy and the other neshikas which are just have to do with taiva. But when it's a holy neshika, that's what it has to do with giving over an essential spiritual thing. Okay, now Pasuk Beis, it says that he's going to meet them, Shaul is going to meet them by Tzeltzach, these people who the Ma'amim calls Los Machega, by Tzeltzach, by Kuros Racha. This is a strange thing, and the Rashi brings it down, the Radak brings it down. We don't know of any place named Tzeltzach. Where is Racha buried? The Palestinian Autonomy. What city?
No,
Beis Lechem. So what does this mean, Tzeltzach? Obviously, the word can be subdivided into tzel, the shade of tzach. Tzach is to do with tzach ve'adom levusho adom, right? Pura b'darko v'omed, and where does that come from? In davening. Yeah. Yeah. Which part? Tzach v'adam levusha adam anim zmiros. Right. Ah, it's from Ayin Zmiros. And that itself is from a pasuk in Shir Shirim. Gone by then. It's a pasuk in Shir Shirim. Dodi tzach v'adam dogo mirvava. Right? And that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tzach, which is obviously a form of reddish color. Tzach v'adam are depict different hues of red, I assume. And Absalom brings down here, the Zui, the Pasuk Beis I wrote, brought in, the Zeu Dodi Tzachva Adom, be Tzias Mitzrayim. When is Dodi, my beloved, called Tzachva Adom, red, which is the color of judgment, when we left Egypt? After Pesach Neged Avram, even though Pesach has to do with Avram, and the great Chesed Hashem towards us, Mimacham Kam, nonetheless, Hageula Mikol Absoles, the Geula from all the garbage of Egypt, Shemisitrei, which occurs at the time of Pesach, it comes to Aidei Sitra the Yitzchak via Yitzchak as well. The Pesach no Yitzchak, because on Pesach the Yitzchak was born. And that's the time when there was great judgment and strength used against the Egyptians. And he says also, this is kind of Derech Agav, Shavuos do neged Yitzchak, Shavuos is Yitzchak's holiday. Yeah, at the same time, because the Raisim is teacher of the Gvura, the Torah comes from strength and from power. At the same time, Nigla Aleim Kazaki Mali Rachmin by Shavuos, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed to us as an old man full of mercy. So, the nature of the holiday does not necessarily always correlate to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us at the time. But that's not the point I want to bring down. It's really peripheral. What I want to bring down here is that red is important in this pasuk. Tzel, the shadow of Tzach, of red. And that works out very well with Rachel. Because Rachel has to do, as opposed to Leah, with anger and with jealousy. It's the kin of Kedusha. But the symbol of anger is red. Right? And it brings down your talk somewhere else, Nikutim Ma'amorim. Vu'amoik. Shurashis Kohen Amalek is the first among nations. Shabonim Artimchen, therefore by him it says you should eradicate them. Va'akar Kain, why is Amalek the first of the nations? Because Shoresh had Esav Shoresh Akas, because Esav is the source of anger. Ki Bavuro Nivra Midas Akas, because anger was created for Esav. Va'akin Zara di Yosef Rachel, therefore the descendants of Yosef and Rachel Shabbat Midas Akaz B'Kedusha, we have anger and jealousy but L'Shem Shemaim. Who do you remember was like that? It was just mentioned last week's parsha obliquely, actually not directly. Who was that Mekani L'Shem Shemaim from the children of Yosef from his mother's side? Pinchas, yes, mother's side. Elazar married Bnos Putiel, and Rashi says in last week's parsha that Putiel is according to Yosef. So, excuse me. They get angry where you're supposed to get angry. So remember, what was Shaul's great shortcoming? He didn't get angry. Amalek, he didn't get angry enough. So we sent, the first thing we sent him to, again, Shmuel surely didn't know why he was sending them exactly, but the first thing we do send them is to Kever Rachel.
Was he in
a Shaul, no. That might have been his problem. Had he been a redhead, he would have had this problem. But David was, but not Shaul. So, So first thing we send to Kever Rachel to tell him, Kinah, Kass, okay, not always is it good, but in your case, you got to learn that. And we tell him also, Tzel, Tzach. Use the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Dodi Tzach V'Yodom, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the midah of anger, of destruction, of havoc. You got to use that midah. And they're telling him that the Asonos were found already. If you recall what we've been saying the past couple of times, the Asonos represent finding the good in the bad. Right? That Bilam can say Nevuah. That an Ason can speak. That from Amalek can also come from and find a Yidin like Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, who is Loi Meitor B'Vneibrak. We're telling Shaul, that's not your cheshbon. Forget about that sonos. That sonos already found. Now your father's saying, what's about you? What are we going to do about you? Forget about the Asonos. That's not your other Abba. If you focus on the Asonos, you're going to lose everything. You have to focus on the message of Kever Rachel, on the message of Tzeltzach. That's what you focus on. Yes, yeah. Right. By Shakea, there's a dot. That's right, yes. That's a good question. I didn't think it through, but there must be. If any, according to one opinion, the dots mean it wasn't B'chol Libo, there wasn't a real kiss there. It was just a fake kiss that he bit him, whatever. But if it was a real kiss, you have to figure out what Esav, what at that moment Esav was giving Yaakov.
When Yaakov met Yosef, I think Yosef kissed him, but Yaakov did not.
That's right.
Kiss him.
Right.
So there was a one-sided situation in here. And I think the portion really talked quite a bit about this particular, the Samina, the Krishna, the whole thing, all this things. But it is all
does Yaakov ever kiss Yosef? He must. Does he
no,
kiss
Yaakov
him?
Did not.
No, even in Parshas Vayechi, does he kiss Yosef?
But in Parshas Vayechi?
Yeah.
Does he kiss anybody in Parshas Vayechi?
I don't think so.
I mean, when he kisses Yosef is when Yosef kisses him.
Yeah, I remember.
For the first time, when he comes up to me.
Yes.
In fact, I don't have the Chumash here, but I think it says explicitly that Yosef kissed him.
Yeah, Yosef kissed his father. His father didn't kiss him. That's right. His father didn't kiss him. That's right.
And then, of course, when he kissed him also, and that it was like Krishna, and then the whole thing, the turns that I made, Pash Barosha,
Yasek, and Lav, not Chesh Barosh, somebody who has a Hura Aveira. Somebody, Yasek B'Torah, Vim Lav, Yikra Kriyashma, Vim Lav, Yasku Lel, Yom HaMisa. Right, yeah, yeah. So there's a. That's a good question. Why Yaakov, obviously I didn't think it through. Where Yaakov didn't kiss, didn't give over Ashkwa to Yosef at this point, he obviously felt he had a more pressing need. And what Esav was.
Obviously he was holding back, but he don't know the reason.
We know that whatever he felt at that moment, he wanted to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Not the Yosef. We know that the Shikha between these tzaddikim were not a simple, son gives a kiss to his
The truth is,
father gives a kiss.
I have a shtickle thus far. Not a good one. It's not, if I thought about some more, maybe I'd come up with something else. But in a Konami, Yaakov could have given Yosef a kiss. But he already made the mistake once. He gave him a son as passim. Look what happened back then. The whole Maisa with Yitzias Mitzvah with 22 years. So Yaakov says, this time I can't give Yosef a kiss by himself. It's a mistake. I see it was a mistake to be Meitu Kina Ben Abonim. Now I have to be Miyachid myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Later on, I'll give all the Shvatim equally. That's only a superficial answer. But
Did the Shvatim ever tell Yaakov that...
I just heard somebody recently say, somebody who came from Eretz Yisrael who gave me a speech, he said that Yaakov did not find out till the day he died that the brothers actually sold Yosef. But that you can understand why Shimon and Levi were rebuked so strongly. Because it's an amazing plea. It's a very strange thing. He knows already for 17 years that Shimon and Levi sold Yosef. Now all of a sudden he has to start, walloping them with this rebuke. But if you understand that only that day did he find out, for 17 years he never found out how it happened, then you realize why.
22.
What? Right. For 39 years, then you realize, he really launched into them because he was shocked. Only now he found out. Okay? In any event, it's getting too far. But obviously, as we go through other Neshikas in Tanakh, we're going to have to find out, going to have to learn some shot in them. So now, Pasukim, Pasukdal, why do they give him the bread? What's the symbolism? I'm surprised the Malva didn't pick up on this. Where does Shtei Lechem appear? Two breads. Where do we know two breads from?
Shavuos,
of course. A very strange Malva didn't pick up on that. But yeah, I brought down the Mashiach here. Vayim Mashiach from Tzadok's Rebbe, the Ishbetzer is again. Va'adam ha-mevin b'kabakol, a person who understands in everything, ki ha-kol hu rak mi Hashem, is brought that everything is only from Hashem, v'rak mi motza piv yichyeh, and he only lives from the from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, HaKol Piv Yichai HaKol, everything which comes from the mouth of Hashem that gives sustenance to all, Zem Mevi Tam Kol Dover, he understands the reason for everything, U'Makil Chayim Amitim, and he reaches true life, Kimo Lechem or Ikor HaMechaya Nimtza Bo, who motza pi Hashem, just like bread. It says, Kivol alechem levado yichya adam ki amkom otzah piyashem. You can't live on bread alone. You got to realize that bread also comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That bread comes from the motzah piyashem of the grain and whatever else went into the bread. Umishocha pashuk kibehema. Somebody like us, when they eat like animals. When he eats bread, all he gets is elamazeh life. But some of you realize that what really gives the food its power to sustain? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that property? The fact that Hashem gave it to us as a gift? He attains eternal life. Why? This is a beautiful verse. Ki lechem osios chalom. Cholem. Lechem is the same letters as a dream. In fact, right before we bench, what do we say? Shabbos, at least. Which has B'shuv Hashem Hashivas Tzion Ha'inu Kechomim. We relate Chalom to Lechem. And he brings us down when by Yosef, because Yosef was the Baal HaChalomos, and he was the Mashpir in Eretz Yisrael who gave everybody the Lechem. Why is that so? Because just like a Chalom, Ha'inu Shetzorach Pitarom, a chalom needs an interpretation. So too, b'chein b'chu b'kol anos. So too, all anos pleasures need an interpretation. What do you mean an interpretation? You have to understand them. You have to see. You have to have the daher, as they say in Yiddish, of what it means that lechem is not just lechem, but moitzah pi Hashem. Everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki kol anos v'tov v'shem'ol nimshoim lechem. Because all anos and the pleasures in this world are like bread. No, but there are another two words which are like lechem. And chalom. It's a very flexible, at least another two, there's three or four. Melech is salt, right, but I'm not going to use that today. But chamal, what does chamal mean? Right. Pity or mercy. And lacham, what does lacham mean?
To
wage war. That was very interesting because chamal and lacham are antithetical. And they both have to do with shol. Because shol is supposed to be lacham es amolek. And instead, what did he do with Amalek? He was chamal on Amalek, right? It says velosach malav, and he was chomel. So, and here he's getting lechem, and he's also getting a little bit of chalom because he's getting a nevuah, which is like a dream. So all these things are coming together. Many, many, you know, all the nuances of the word, except for melach, perhaps, are coming together here in the coming together by shol. So I think that the pshat is like this. All the Bali Machshavos say the Shtei Lechem HaTshuvos came to say that all of our taivos are given to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. All of our drives are given to Hashem, and specifically HaTshuvos because HaTshuvos is Merkabel the Torah, and the Torah allows us to use all of our pleasures to Shem Shammai.
Is he supposed to catch all this?
Here's
a guy who just a few minutes before couldn't see the
class. No way, no way in the world he caught all of this. But you don't have to catch it. You know, the Mekubalim say you should have learned Zohar. Because if you don't understand, your Neshama understands. So too here, even if Shol doesn't catch it explicitly, the fact that he's experiencing this is like a subliminal message which is supposed to penetrate him. He's supposed to understand right, subconsciously, all these things. It didn't work, Lamaisa, but that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is fortifying him for. So a person is said to give all of his lechem, and either even on Shavuos, or even lechem made of chametz, to give it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Shol is being told, listen, all of your desires, and even your chemlos, even your natural inbred trait, which Shol obviously had to be merciful, give it to Hashem. Make sure it's done, you do everything l'shem shemayim. Like the Shtei Alechem show that everything we have, even our biggest tanos, we give to Hashem. So too, everything you do has to be done with the perspective of doing it l'shem shemayim, and Shol is supposed to learn this lesson. Now, finally, Pesukei Vav, there are a couple of very interesting things here. The Targum says that Targum translates Nevi'im in Pesukei Vav as Safraya, which really means the scribes. But the Radak explains what it means is that these were not full-fledged Nevi'im, but B'nai Nevi'im. You know, the schools of Nevi'im, the Talmidim of Nevi'im. Safraya means Talmidim, and these are the people who are learning how to be Nevi'im. So that's why it's called Saskazam Safraya. And he says they need a musical instrument because that's how you become a Navi. I think I mentioned that a few minutes ago, that the Nevuah works when you get into the mood, music is very close to Nevuah. It alters your consciousness. And that's why they were having the music play before them. And one other point the Radak makes, what was the Nevuah? He says, if I can find it quickly, Radak says, yeah. Targum Yonasan Meshabchim. Ve'im ha-misnabim, the Radak says, Yonasan translates Meshabchim. Klom ha-Nevuah, so my Toshiros v'tishbachos l'kel. They were saying praises and songs to Hashem, v'ruach ha-kredish with the Divine Spirit. So Shaul joined in that Nevuah. That was what the Nevuah was. And here I believe Shaul receives the Negidus. We said Nogid means the Meshicha, the pull, because the translation of the Hebrew word Mishchu is Negidu in Aramaic. So here Shaul was being given the final change of personality that he could be now a puller to pull all of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, just like the Nevuah uplifts these Nevim, these B'nai Nevim, to praise Hashem, and it draws them up. So too Shaul was drawn into this and given this unique new spirituality which he didn't have before. We mentioned last week that he used before, he couldn't even realize what the Kedusha of Shmuel was in order to give him that power to draw people towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One more thing here, kind of back down to earth, I wrote down here, it is an interesting geopolitical comment that the situation was so bad that the Netzivei Plishtim were running the show where Telstone is today. Because that's where Kiryas Yorim is. Kiryas Yorim, where the Arn was, is where Telstone is. So you think we have it bad now with these Palestinians? It was even worse back then. Can you imagine?
We need a king.
They were running. The Plishtim were running the show. Obviously, Bnei Yisrael, they were allowed to live there, right? Because they had the Bnei Nevi'im going to this Baman, going to the altar there. Something was taking place there. But it was under the Yotania. It was under the but those are not the Palestinians. But that was under the Philistine Autonomous Region at the time, and things are pretty bad. Okay? Anyway, let's go. It's late, so let's see what we can. Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Ches. This parak is very rich with material. Voyaki Savono, so Sailor, Pasuk Zayin, when the Stush Shmuel speaking. After Vinet Pachlisha, you're going to be completely dealt with in person. They're going to come upon you, these signs. Lecha Seilcha, then you've been fortified, as we said. Even if you don't understand spiritually, you become another person. You've gotten all these lessons inculcated within you. Aseilcha, Asher Timso Yadecha, go and do as your hand will find you, as you're capable of doing, because you have the divine help, because Kielokimi Mach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Then, afterwards, Vilato Livnei HaGilgal, go down to Gilgal. I'll go down to meet you there. We're going to make a public spectacle of this whole coronation ceremony. We're going to do olos and zvachim shlamim. Shivas yomim tochel. You should stay there for 7 days. It should be an additional training period. Puzzle's a little bit messed up, and if I had time, I would show you the Malbim to know exactly how to read it. But Shmuel was going to be there for all those 7 days. So Adboi Elecha means I'm going to come down and meet you in Gilgal, and then we'll spend the 7 days together. 7 days together, during which Vodati Lecha Asher Asher Taseh, I will tell you that which you should do, and that which is going to lead you on your destiny. Now, I think we have to stop here because in Pasuk Tes and Yud, we already have to see the Malbim get inside. But let's just let me just read Pasuk Tes and point out. Vayakaf noso shichma lechz mi Shmuel. He turned away from Shmuel. Vayapoch lo lokim levacher. Already began getting another heart. In other words, this is all like one prophetic experience which changed Shmuel. Vayavol kol also seila bayomu, and all those also happened on that day. And Shaul became another person. Vayavol shama givos, and he came to Giva. We don't even bother mentioning the first one. We focus on the last one. Vinei chevel neviim likraso, and there was a group of neviim there in the Giva, which is Kiryas Yorim, Telshtam, Vatitzach. And the Spirit of God came to bow down upon him, and he prophesied among them. And next week we have to deal with this, the Malbim 600 Pasuk testing out how could be these people, these B'nai Nevim, had to work on themselves for years and years and years to get Nevuah, and Shaul gets it like this without any prior preparations. What are the principles? When do you have to work upon yourself to become a Navi? When does Nevuah come automatically? We'll continue next week.